When we heard that psalm, response proclaimed, my soul is thirsting for you, O Lord. My prayer right now was, Lord, I sure would like to be dry. And throughout the course of the last week, it has been a nightmare here in the city of Houston. One of the worst natural disasters we've ever seen, and God has spared us. He's delivered us from absolute catastrophe. The fact that we had as much rain as we did and as little time as we did in such a big area that we did, and we only lost about 40 people in this whole area, and then another 16 or so who are missing, we pray for them today. And we pray for the safety of all those who are cleaning up, because if anybody dies during the cleanup, they're going to be counted among the casualties as well. God has blessed us. It was tough. Tough week. This week, as I was watching the storms, I started praying on Friday when the storm came in. Lord, don't let it be as bad as they're predicting. Lord, don't let it be as bad as they're predicting. And of course, you know, we think that weathermen, they're exaggerating. They're thinking, hey, it's going to be as worst, the worst calamity ever. And my prayer was, Lord, don't let it be as bad as you can. Don't let it be as bad. Lord, don't let it be. Lord, please, we're begging you, pleading you, don't let it be as bad as they're saying it's going to be. And it was every bit as bad as they said it was going to be. I've lived in the Gulf Coast my whole life, and I've never seen a hurricane make landfall three times. It was almost like Mother Nature was angry at us and just kept finding ways to dump water on us. But I feel like we, with the grace of God, have overcome. He has saved us. And I also feel like in this gospel that we heard today was my prayer that I made throughout the whole storm. Lord, let the rain stop. Lord, let the rain stop. Lord, I'm begging you. I'm pleading you. Lord, please let the rain stop. And the rain kept coming. And I feel like the rain coming was God saying to me what Jesus said in Peter in the gospel today. Get behind me, Satan. Don't be an obstacle to the good things that I'm going to do. Because in the aftermath of this storm, we have seen amazing things. We have seen love and peace and joy. And we've seen everybody pitching in to help. It's going to be okay. That's what the Lord tells us. He says to us, I'm with you. Throughout the course of the storm, I kept thinking we were living the story of Jesus in the boat in Mark 4. Where the disciples are on the boat and it feels like we're getting flooded out. And Jesus is asleep. And the disciples are picking up water from their boat and they're dumping it out and they're trying to save them. And they're calling out, Lord, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. And Jesus is asleep. And he's like oblivious to their suffering. That's how I felt through the course of the storm. Monday night, I had a dark moment where I felt like God wasn't listening. And I remember asking him, God, are you even around? Because if you were, you wouldn't let this kind of calamity happen. And I went over to the tabernacle and I took my phone out and I said, Lord, you don't have Facebook. You don't have Instagram, but I want to show you what's happening to my friends. And I scrolled through the pictures of the people in Kingwood and in Meyerland and parishes I was assigned. And I said, Lord, I want you to see what's happening to your children. You better wake up because they might die. But they didn't. And it was like God wasn't asleep on the boat. What God was doing is that he was keeping us elevated so that our bottom lip would stay above the water. He says, I got you. You think I'm asleep. You think I feel, you're feeling like I'm asleep, but I'm here. And the whole time, when the storm was coming and the rains kept coming and it felt like there was no end, he was holding us up. He's going to hold us up because he loves. And he has shown through this incredible tragedy that there's a chance for unity. The way that people have come together, the way that people have gone out and said, hey, let me help you out, let me be with you, it's been an extraordinary display of love. This could have been a catastrophe. It could have been a disaster. It could have been Satan's moment to say, God doesn't exist, let me show you. Instead, it was God saying, I'm alive, and I'm well, and my people are good. So we pray. We pray for the victims. We pray for the families. We pray for all of the things that were destroyed in the storm. But we ask you, Lord, to help those who are suffering remember that if they've lost everything, but they're still alive, they've lost nothing. May the Lord help us put our priorities in the right place. May he help us in the city of Houston and all of South Texas put our lives back together so that we can praise him, so that we can glorify him, so that we can use this disaster as an opportunity to praise our God. Let's pray the creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth.